Let's head down to Augusta National, the Masters. You can watch it on TSN and CTV. Really throughout the weekend, starting tomorrow. And this Golf Insider is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Here's David Hearn. How you doing, David?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're well.
We're doing well. Before we get into the golf stuff, we were talking about some Torontonians and Leaf fans kind of having a negative spin on it. What's your take on the Leafs going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I wish I was a little more optimistic right now. I probably feel like a lot of people back home, but you know, they gave us a lot to look forward to early in the season, but kind of limping into the playoffs, but you know, I'm not a hockey guy, but I do watch it still. But we'll see what happens.
So would you consider Tiger Woods to be the Toronto Maple Leafs in terms of, you know, using a golf analogy? And you maybe don't have that much confidence, but you'd like to see them kind of get back on that big stage?
Well, I think he's won a major more recently than the Leafs have. So I don't know if it's the best analogy right
now. Good point.
David, speaking of Tiger, his first round in years past, he seems to, I don't know if it's cautious, but his scoring stats in the first round at Augusta are not anything to, you know, be impressed with. Why do you think that is? Such a great player. What does he just think that he doesn't want to lose the tournament on the Thursday? What do you think his approach is or why those stats are the way they are?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I got looking at that a little bit because it came up one of the press conferences and it was talking about how, you know, players who aren't inside the top 13 have rarely ever gone on to win the tournament after the Thursday round. And, you know, I just thought that was kind of interesting. So I looked at Tiger stats, and Tiger's only shot in the 60s, I think, one time in his Masters career on Thursday. So, you know, I'm not sure. I think, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, when you get playing in a tournament, the course changes from day to day. The course changes from Wednesday to Thursday. And sometimes you take a little bit of time to kind of get a feel for the golf course as you get going in your round. So, you know, maybe Tiger's doing a little bit of that just to sort of, you know, like you say, play a little bit conservative to see how the balls are reacting and what's going on. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised tomorrow he comes out and he tries to be a little bit more aggressive, you know, knowing that, you know, having a good Thursday round is pretty critical to having a good tournament. But his track record hasn't shown that it's necessary for him either, so we'll see what he does.
How did you feel about the line of questioning yesterday when Tiger was asked, do you need to win another green jacket? Or do you just want to win another green jacket? I'm guessing that was a legacy question. You know, it's been a long time.
So.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah, and it's probably one of those questions most guys don't really think about. Like, he doesn't play golf tournaments to, you know, not do everything he can to compete to win every week. You know, I don't think he would ever really, you know, play tournaments to just play. So, you know, it's kind of probably a silly question while he's still in the middle of, you know, his playing career. That may be something to sort of reflect on when he gets even older than he is now. So, but yeah, I mean, he definitely wants to win. You know, he won the Tour Championship at the end of the year last year and got a good taste of being back in the winner's circle. So, you know, I knowing Tiger, and you know, he hasn't needed to win a golf tournament since, you know, he won the first couple he won on tour. So he has that sort of internal motivation. He definitely craves it.
David, earlier we were talking about specific hockey players and teams that have kind of limping into the playoffs and the ability to flip the switch in golf. A guy like Jordan Spieth, who's had a horrendous year to his standards, do you think a guy like him, with his putting and in the struggles he's had with his putter, can flip the switch at a place like Augusta National, where he apparently loves, he's won there, and get it back on track? Or is it once you kind of enter the tournament on that downward spiral, the results are generally negative?
Yeah, I think it's, unfortunately, I think in golf, it's being that it's more of an individual game and it kind of always rests on your shoulders, that it's hard to flip that switch. You know, a guy might flip the switch for 1 week here or there, but if the trend is moving in one direction, to flip the switch and sustain it for a long time can be really hard. You know, I think if you're basically, you know, you don't get good overnight and you don't get bad overnight either. So to get good, it takes a lot of time and building the blocks and the fundamentals. And I think it seems like Jordan's game's kind of going the other way right now. And I'm not sure that, you know, just getting back here where he's had a ton of success, he's going to be able to flip the switch long term. He might find it for, you know, a couple of rounds or 1 week, but it's interesting to see where his game's at. He did show sign of a couple of good rounds there early at San Antonio last week. But, yeah, we'll see. I mean, yeah, I'm not confident that that you can flip that switch overnight, especially in golf.
It seems like 20 years ago, the big thing in golf was who was the best player in golf to not win a major. I know Lee Westwood, Darren Clark, there was a ton of guys that had that title. Phil Mickelson for the longest time, but that's not really thrown around a lot these days. But if it was, would you say that Ricky Fowler would be the guy that owns that title as the most talented guy, the best player in the game that hasn't won a major?
Yeah, I think he'd probably be the most notable name. He's had a lot of runner-up finishes, and he's been real close lots of times. And I think a lot of guys are winning majors a lot younger than they used to. I think, you know, so I think that title's kind of, you know, you just don't see it as much. You know, Sergio, it took a long time as well for him to get his first major.
Yeah.
It just seems like, you know, guys like Justin Thomas and Brooks Koepka and, you know, guys like that seem to be getting that major under their belt a lot sooner than previous generations. But, yeah, I mean, Ricky, you know, I feel like he's destined to win one of these. And, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll be his week this week. He's been playing well.
With David Hearn live from Augusta, opening round tomorrow. You can watch it on TSN and on CTV throughout the weekend. How about the Canadian, Corey Connors, who's coming off a win last weekend, and he was the last player to be admitted into the tournament. He punched his ticket on Sunday. Quick turnaround. He's never played Augusta National. What kind of reasonable expectations should the country have for Corey Connors?
I would expect him to play well. He's a good player, like, and that's obvious. I mean, the round he played on Sunday that was an incredible round of golf. He wins the tournament with 10 birdies and 4 pars. It's just some amazing golf. And, you know, he's obviously coming off a career-high moment for him. And it's interesting because he got into the tournament last man in the field. You know, he flew on the charter that Valero had a charter for the players to come here to Augusta, but by the time he got to the charter, I think he told me it was about 10:30 at night, so I'm not sure what time the plane would have landed when it got here to Augusta. So, you know, he's going to be tired, and it's just a matter of when that catches up with him. You know, he's a young guy, so hopefully it doesn't catch up with him until after the tournament's over. But, you know, I would expect him to play well. I would expect him to, you know, put in a couple of good rounds, but, you know, that fatigue is going to be tricky for him. So hopefully he can kind of get through. He plays first group tomorrow. So maybe if he can kind of get out and get a good round under his belt and get some rest after that, he might be able to bounce back and you know, have some good energy for the weekend. But, you know, I would expect, you know, for him, I would think a good goal would be top 25 or a top 10 if he really got going. It's probably going to be tough to compete 2 weeks in a row after such an emotional high.
A lot of people are in Masters pools. David, if you could come up with, before we let you go, 2 or 3 guys that you think will have a great week this week.
I think, yeah, everybody's talking about him. You know, I think McIlroy's going to be one of the guys to watch. You know, this golf course is just really built for him, and he's going to win this tournament at some point in time. I don't know if it's this year or next year when it's going to be. I wish I knew that, but, you know, I think he's going to have a good week. You know, I don't think, you know, who else? Rosie, he's been in the mix here. He's destined to win a tournament like this at some point in time as well. I mentioned Ricky earlier as one of my favorite picks. You might see, you know, we were talking about long shots this morning on the telecast as well. And, you know, the guy that I picked is Patrick Cantlay. He's playing some really good golf. He's such a good putter and, you know, thinks his way around the course well. You know, the thing about this tournament is, everybody's here because they've done something very special to be here. So it's really difficult to narrow it down to a few guys. But Augusta does a great job of, you know, bringing those top names, those best players in the world to the top of the leaderboard. So, you know, there's no reason you shouldn't expect to see DJ up there at some point in time.
No kidding. With all those right-to-left holes, Dustin Johnson hitting that absolute rope hook, you wonder how he just doesn't crush that golf course.
Yeah, and this year, of all the years in the past few years, that, you know, he's been highly touted. He's been talked about the year he hurt his back and had to withdraw. Like, he was pretty much figured to be a shoo-in to win the tournament. You know, he's kind of actually coming in under the radar this year. So it might be a year where he can kind of get out there and kind of, you know, get it done without all the hype leading up to the tournament. So it'll be exciting. I'm excited to myself to get out and watch it tomorrow.
Yep, it's going to be a blast. Have fun down there. We'll watch you on TSN and CTV throughout the weekend. Great stuff as always. Thank you for doing this today.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
There's David Hearn, PGA Tour player and TSN golf analyst.